The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
From what day I may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talk Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Friday. It's Friday. It's the Friday, May 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're going to have a good one today, people. Yeah, man. We're going to open, man, take it back up very well, Mr. Producer. That was good. You take me down. There you go. Right there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So we got lots to talk about today, man. Brand new opening of the cruise port. We got to talk about that. Got to talk about the crime situation, all right? Still got some issues to talk about, that are making headlines in today's Guardian. And I will get to the buzz, talk about some other things that's going on, buzzing around the 242. I got some handicap violations. Oh, yeah. I got to rat up some people. If you see any handicap violators, make sure I get your evidence in, and we'll get it on for you. Speaking about getting it in and getting it on, man, here's how you get it in and get it on. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll-free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com, cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let me hit you up with your trivia. And we can get that out of the way. And then I get up into the headline as well. What's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what we're working with today. What we got for today? As a matter of fact, let me see what we got for today. I was looking at yesterday's version. Let me make sure I got today's version. So, here's what we're working with. Ooh, this is a good one. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 40% of the people surveyed, or 40 out of 100, said they eat more of these when they're drunk. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, survey revealed that 40% or 40 out of 100 said they eat more of these when they're drunk. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And you know how to get your answers in. So while you work on that, I'm going to work on the headlines. Who wants to make headlines in the 242? Boy, not peanuts, not burgers. I think you meant burgers, even though you said boogers. I think that was a typo texter. Yeah. Not peanuts, not potato chips. Boy, You're way off, you know. My God, you're all off. And you're all drunk up today, too, because you're all spelling all wrong. Pretzels? Yeah. No, that's not it either. Y'all work on that, okay? Y'all work on it. Who say cup or baggy? No, not cup or baggy. Jack, y'all having y'all be braced up, y'all be drinking cup or eating cup? Well, mother sick. Y'all way off. Y'all gets to waking. And you can't Google that one. I mean, you could try. Look at this one saying this broad answer about spicy food. Text, I know. We'll get it. I know girls busting shorts now. You better doubly take your time. All right. Let's check out the headliners. Who of us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. But like I said, new arrivals in stock, so be sure to check them out. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. Government won't budge on fuel margins. Halkita says government unwilling to take any action to drive up costs to consumers. Okay, I get that, Mr. Halkita, but if they're not giving us diesel at the pump, inevitably it's going to take the next step to gasoline. And that's going to have an effect on consumers, whether it's a cost effect or an availability effect. Listen, Mr. Halkita, I got you down as a smart dude. From all our conversations, all our interactions, I got no beef with you. Except for the Dolphins. Yeah, you pull for that. I get it. But I appreciate you saying the government is unwilling to take any actions. That means you're unwilling. But if you have to take actions, whether you want to or not, are actions going to be taken? The government is not considering increasing the profit margins for petroleum retailers, despite some petroleum retailers temporarily halting diesel sales. And the association representing them warned that further action would be taken if the government does not address the concerns. This according to Minister of Economic Affairs, Michael Alkitas. Petroleum retailers are lobbying for an increase in their profit margins, which are controlled by government. Well, how could certain people in the industry boast of, as Focal has, and the retailers can't make a dime at the prompt counter at 11? Can't we all get along, Mr. Hockey? Just can't the playing field be leveled so everybody in the business can make money off of the business? All I'm saying is keep your car full of gas at all times. Speaking of gas, Rube is $5.95 a gallon, SO $5.74 a gallon, Shell $5.74 a gallon. Whee. Three primary school students hit by car. Dear God. Three primary school students were hit by a car on Wednesday afternoon as they tried to cross the East-West Highway. This according to the Ministry of Education. One of the children was listed as in serious condition, the ministry said. It is imperative that road users exercise due care and caution as it relates to pedestrians and in particular school children in and outside of school hours and in and around schools. Our prayers are with this child and the other two children for a full recovery. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris to visit the Bahamas. Prime Minister Davis is expected to host U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who will visit the Bahamas on June 8th to meet with CARICOM leaders. Harris will meet with Caribbean leaders to discuss climate change, White House Press Secretary Kristen Allen said. The meeting will be co-hosted by Harris and... let me get to page 5 so I know who's the co-host. And Prime Minister Davis, of course, the chair of CARICOM. So that's going to host, who's going to co-host the meeting. Definitely something we need to look forward to and see exactly what's said. And here's some more from Mr. Halkitas on real property tax. Government targeting primarily foreign and commercial property owners. Yes! Far too long, they have not been targeted. Now let's see if you have the bravado and the gusto to stick with it. Because remember when the Minnesota administration started, the gated communities in the east of the west and off the eastern road, they fired it off. They said, like, heck no, this ain't happening. You better sit small. And bushcraft and Minnesota's gone. That wasn't happening. Let's see now when the backlash comes, if you all can stick to your guns and still do what you need to do. But I'm impressed that's who you're targeting. All right. Boy, look here. Bananas, chicken and fries, chicken wing, ice, no, pizza, no, aspirin, no. No. Who said private parts? Dear Jesus, where your mind at? I know it's Friday, but my God, pace yourself. Fruit, sausage, and hot sauce. Wow, not cookies and crackers, not nachos, not tacos, not pizza. But you're all way off, boy. You're all way off. You're all way off. Way off. You ain't even close. And y'all got some good answers, but my God, y'all not close. And I'm surprised y'all haven't guessed it yet. I really haven't. My goodness. Chili. You always eat chili when they drunk up. You want them to puke up all over your selfie. No, sir. All right. Well, y'all work on that. We'll get to the first break. And on the flip side of the first break, we'll slide out into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. We'll get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I'll get to wrapping up the first hour with my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And, of course, keep it right where you got it, because the Friday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I prepared for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Hey,
We're back at you on the Friday edition of Talking Heads, the Friday, May 26th edition of Talking Heads. And we slide into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, be sure to check out John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store on Rosetta. Brand new selection, wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. And don't forget, they have small home appliances and cookware as well available for you. So be sure to check them out, because remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. However, there's a lot to buzz on, and I got some things to buzz on. And let me know what y'all buzzing on. Y'all need to buzz on the right answer, because y'all off bad, bad, bad. Bad. Let me check these answers out. I mean, y'all just riddling them in. No, not nothing. Not chicken, chicken in a bag. Not ice cream. Not olives. Not pizza, tacos, nachos, macaroni, corn on dog, chocolate, corn on the cob, olives, none of them. Not bread. Not jalapenos, not salty sausage, not popcorn, not onion rings, not chili, not bananas, not potato chips, not fries. Not tuna and grits. Onion rings, sausage and hot sauce, conch salad, no, none of the above. None of the above. But listen when I see barracuda. You're trying to get poison. None of you said, no, 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 none of that. None of that. Boy, you're off, boy. My God. And I'm telling you, if y'all don't get this today and I say it, y'all go all put over and slap yourself. Souse is S-O-S-E, S-O-U-S-E, Souse, S-O-U-S-E. I know you get the you from. I read up all you bad texts today. Because y'all, oh, Lord. Y'all got some of these words kapunkled right up. Salsamen. What's that? That's supposed to be salmon? Not salmon. Not ribs. Not rice or bread. Not boiled fish. Y'all work. Y'all work. Y'all way off. My Jesus, y'all way off. And this is a great segue right here. Because I got issues with the handicap parking again today. And here we go. I can't even get to mine because, naughty, a black Yukon taxi. License plate number TN0259. Parked in the handicap spot at Super Value Cable Beach with tourist. All right, so this must be a regular occurrence. Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you. This must be a regular occurrence at Cable Beach Super Value. The security is obviously not doing their due diligence and allowing cab drivers to abuse the handicap parking. Last week, it was a white van, license number TN1624, with a female driver. Now today, a black Yukon taxi, TN0259, parked in the handicap spot at Super Value Cable Beach with tourist in it. Now listen. Obviously, y'all is part of the new 16,000 or 18 million taxi plates that just come on the road. That the minister was giving out what, like water to homies, cronies, lovers, family, friends, whatever. Can't even give us an accounting on how many were given out. Okay? But obviously, y'all don't know. Y'all know how, it sounds like y'all is playing, allegedly, is informing them bus drivers. Because y'all just practice the hee-haw donkey foolishness most of my bus driver friends is carry on with. And my bus driver friends know. And y'all park the bus, we all good. When y'all driving and practicing hee-haw donkey foolishness, I can read you. Ain't no love lost, let's go drink a beer and watch the game. But y'all said with these new taxi plates abusing the handicap parking, especially at Cable Beach Super Value. This is the second instance that we've addressed on the air. You need to do better. You know you're wrong. Let's get to the caller, and then I'll get back to my violators that I encountered today. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Naughty.
Yo.
What's happening?
All good, man. What's going on with you?
Listen, repeat the trivia and tell Pearly I need a wager on tomorrow night's game. Okay?
I ain't doing nothing. Tell your brethren who work in the taxi business like you. Stay they stupid bungie out of the handicap parking in Super Value Cable Beach. They know they wrong.
And repeat the trivia.
Yeah, and I can repeat the taxi number too. Y'all believe y'all are on the road, but y'all need to stop doing the foolishness y'all do, you know. Perma Road been finished years ago, you know. Anyway, I'll repeat the message. Have a great one. Call me at 5. You should have the same veracity when your taxi brothers and sisters do fool Mystery Dolphin than checking me and Pearly for your crappy heat and your crappy dolphins. So, yeah, let me repeat the message. A black Yukon taxi, license TN0259, is parked in a handicapped spot at Super Value Cable Beach with tourists in it. Y'all need to stop your foolishness. Stop abusing the process. Now, them security officers, you know what, Mr. Producer? Do me a favor. Call Super Value Cable Beach for me, please. Let's have some fun on a Friday. It's time to break out Dick McGregor. Let's just crank these stupid people for letting the ignoramuses park in the handicapped parking. That's great. Does Dick McGregor sound like he's doing well, Kirby? You don't like Dick McGregor? Why, because of his name, Dick McGregor? Because his name's longer than yours? I have a bigger bagpipe. That's the problem. Kirby's jealous. Let's call Super Value Cable Beach. Yeah, man, let's do this. You know how we do it. We can get to the bottom of this right now. And hopefully they're still parked in the handicapped parking. You just let me know when we got it. We good? It's busy? You got... Oh, it's ringing. Just let me know when Dick needs to talk. We're going to have some fun today. Because if I do Cuban, really, they can know exactly, you know, who it is.
Yellow Beach.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My name's Dick McGregor. Listen, I need to talk to your manager, please. Who's the manager on right now?
Mr. Burrows.
Mr. Burrows, can I talk to him for a second, please?
Okay, one moment for me, please.
Thank you. That's great. Frosted Lucky Charms are magically delicious. See, I went from Scotland to Ireland right there in one go. That's bloody talent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to deal with the situation. That's great. Just hang tight. We're in the middle of radio brilliance. Let's see how this works out today. That's great. I'm just, you know, Mr. Producer, I'm just waiting and keeping it right here, you know? So when they come in, I can boom like a bagpipe, like a shillelagh, you know? It's going to be wonderful. And for all of you texting me right now, laughing, stop. Don't encourage me. Don't throw me off my mark. Let's do it. Mr. Producer, put them on hold. And when you hear them pick up, you give me the signal. So I can talk regular, you see? Okay. But yeah, we're going to address this. Now, while we wait for them to answer, let me get into my scenario today. Town Center Mall. Post office. I had to go there to get the mail. Normally my pops would do it. Obviously he was on injured reserve. I had to go get the mail. Today, when I went there, all the handicapped parking taken by non-handicapped parkers. White Honda, CRV, license AT-1277, big and bold in the handicap parking, no decal, no handicap license, no nothing. No signal, no nothing. Nada, zilch, zero, parked up big and bold, gone for the day. White Honda CRV, AT-1277. Then we had another Honda, and this a fit, of course you know. I almost had a fit when I saw it was a fit because there you go. Small car gang practicing fool again. AY 4214. AY 4214. black Honda Fit, parked right next to the white Honda CRV Town Center Mall, in front of the post office, in the handicap parking, no decal, none, zilch. And then you question me as to why I'm taking pictures of the car security, because I can't actually do any job for you. Like I told you, you got two non-handicapped parkers in the spot. I could talk about you and them on my show today. Them for being stupid and taking up a handicapped spot that don't belong to them. That's great. Hello? Hello? Good afternoon. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Good afternoon. Is this the manager? Hello? Hello? Is this the manager?
Yes.
I was on hold for the manager. All right.
Okay, speaking. Uh-huh.
And who am I talking
Burrows,
to?
Burrows.
Mr. Burrows.
Uh-huh.
How are you? This is your boy, Naughty. Guardian
yes,
Radio.
What's going on, Naughty?
96.9 FM. You live on the radio right now because I need you to do me a favor. All right?
Good.
I need you to tell the black Yukon taxi driver, taxi number, TN0259, the black Yukon taxi. Tell the driver of that black Yukon taxi to please come out of the handicapped parking with the tourists in it, because none of them tourists are handicapped. He's not handicapped, and they need to stop abusing the handicapped parking in front of Cable Beach Super Value.
Is it there now?
It's right now. Tell him move his bungee, because I am championing the causes of disabled drivers all over this island.
Okay, Naughty. Not a problem. Not a problem.
And you know y'all is my Cable Beach. I can't have them giving y'all a bad name. I stop there every Sunday. Y'all is my people. So please tell that cab driver, get his bungee out of the way. And tell security, keep an eye out for the cab drivers who would be abusing that spot. Because I got
working on it right now.
I got the handicap callers hitting me up straight through, and they mad. And, you know, I want them to boycott you. Because
No,
go.
Not at all.
Okay. Love you, man. I appreciate you.
All right.
Say me. Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, man. Okay.
You see? If I would have called straight, I wouldn't get through. But Dick McGregor gets through every time. That's what I'm talking about. So there you have it. Keep me posted on that. And keep me posted on all the handicap drivers you come across. Because, like I said, I'm going to champion the cause. I'm going to be their voice. And if I got to be their legs and their arms, I could do it as well, too. Because I think it's disgusting that we're so selfish in 2023 that we just don't take 2 seconds to park. It's abusive. It's disgusting. It's disrespectful. And all the handicapped drivers want is to lead a normal life. And part of that is just being in the handicapped spot, getting to where the ramps are, and getting in and getting out. And more of you businesses need to put down handicap ramps. When you're building your properties, put down handicap ramps. Not all have handicap ramps. And then you got your whole situation of getting a wheelchair on a curb. That don't work either. Been there, done that. Got the hernia. So please, think about it a little bit. You want these folks to support your business. They want to, and as normally and comfortably as possible. So for you non-handicap drivers, stay behind at the handicap parking, and more businesses need to have handicap ramps. Okay? Okay. Now that we've had that moment, I'll take a break so I can say Musa. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the text if we got a winner. And we'll get into your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. So I brought you across by KFC NASA, and I'll slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and the phone lines are open, so whatever we discuss up until this point, if you want to chime on in, it's all good. It's the Friday edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more smoking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let me tell you something, man. Let me get to some of the texts, all right? Naughty, I in the Cable Beach area now. Could I ride by and flatten the Yukon tires? Boy, I just let you know it's part. Whatever happens once you do, I don't know. Naughty, are you prepared for the upcoming hurricane season? Because your household is eat lobster and steak. I only have enough lobster for my household, so be prepared. I don't need, you got lobster? Give me some, babe. Lobster and steak. Listen to you. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm going to be, it's Friday. Mr. Producer, help me not get me when I answer this one here, please. Okay? All right? Okay. All right, here we go. Naughty, you could get your point across by not using the word bungie. It was rude. Please be respectful about that. Okay, here we go. I apologize if bungie set you off. Would you prefer me to use gluteus maximus or derriere or bunda, how they say in Germany? Or culo, like they say in Spanish, or behind, or what would you like me to use? The one that rhymes with bass? Or, I mean, what would you like me to say? You are aware that one of my many talents is being an award-winning comedian for 25 years, right? So I think I know when to use the word Gluteus Maximus in its forms is rude or disrespectful. I think you're an annoyed partaker that's not handicapped and you don't like it that I'm mashing your corns and I'm calling you out. Heck, you might be the driver of that black Yukon taxi that's taking up the spot. It might just be you. Or you might be the one from last week. White van, TN number, license number TN1624. This might be you. You might be one of them giblets that always abuse it, and now people are going to crack down. You might be getting upset. Because you checking me on a word? I taste some salt. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. It's Friday. Lighten up, okay? I got your point about Bungie. You don't have to be a Bungie. I mean, you don't have to carry on like that about it. It's all good. Enjoy your Friday. Next time I go to use the word, I'll say, everybody, I'm about to use the word. Let, you know, the text student like the B word, cover their ears so I can use it. And we'll work it out. Oh, we'll go to Gluteus Maximus. Naughty accident stuff. We have to call out these people are so insensitive to the needs of the handicapped. Continue to use Bungie as much as you want. That's the only language these people understand. And if they act like it, then you may as well use it. Naughty, that's good old Bahamian vernacular. Use it away. Don't stop. Boy, you're all way wrong with these answers. Naughty, that texter is the Bungie who checked you on Bungie. I'm only reading what the texters are saying. It's Friday. All right. Boy, y'all got some lists, and they all wrong. All wrong. Mr. Producer, we're taking all our breaks, right? We good for the breaks, right? We get into the news. All right, good, man. Y'all got a couple more minutes before we get there. And all of your answers are wrong. Let's check these answers real quick. Peanut butter and jelly. That'll go good right now. Texter, what kind of peanut butter are you using your peanut butter sandwich? Let me know. That'll be peanut butter, Peter Pan creamy or Jiffy. One out of two. No to the waffle. Wow, look at this list. Waffle, trail mix, ribs, olives, corn on the cob, chocolate, corn dog, macaroni, nachos, tacos, pizza. Y'all, listen to me. I can't believe y'all aren't getting this. I cannot believe. Bread, socks, pride, shame, cereal, apples and oranges, cookies and crackers, ice cream, french fries. No, none of the above. Weenie sausage. All right, text, I hear you. Peter Pan, you got a thumbs up from me on that. Sauce, no. Why? Because your answer wrong or you don't have the answer. It's not a Bahamian survey. It is such a Bahamian survey, and you didn't even say the answers. And guess what? You, Mr. Texter or Ms. Texter, who said that's not a Bahamian survey, you could be the first to slap yourself when I give you the answer. And I'm checking all of these right now, and guess what? None of you all have said the answer, and I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. No to chicken wings, not to ice, none to pizza. Naughty, please tell this government to stop playing on the public emotions. They are not asking for an increase. They simply want government to change their profit margin structure from a fixed rate to a percentage rate. Easy fix. They are only playing stupid with this because Dr. Minnesthem owns a gas station. Oh, so is Minnesthem again, eh? Wow. Not Barracuda either. Now, Texter. Who texted and said, this is not a Bahamian survey. You ready for it? I can give you the answer right now. You ready for it? Okay, good. 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 This texter caught it right now at the end. Right now at the very end. Crack, conk. There you go. Crack, conk. Winner. That's my first time seeing it for the day. And I know plenty of others be drinking and getting bushed right up and going for crack conk, and you all forget it. You know why? Because you're drunk up right now, and that's why you forgot your favorite answer. You're probably eating a crack conk right now, and you're so bushed up, that's what happened. Okay? All right. So, send me that information, please. Okay? Because you're on my winner. Now, sir, now, Kermit, how do we handle this right here? Let me put this out to the texters. Do you think I'm bringing Guardian Radio down by challenging the handicapped Parkers and calling the violators Bungies? Do you think my children would be ashamed of me for calling handicapped parking violators Bungies? Or championing the cause for the handicap and saying, you know what? My dad has backbone, my dad has bollocks, and he stands up for what is right. And he's not afraid to challenge people who do wrong. Let me know, texters, because we got this texter boy. I'm telling you, all in there, knickers in a knot. I'm 100% sure now that you are a handicap parking violator and you're pissed off. Now, a driver, that's the driver of the Yukon right there. They all in their knickers and they're not. And guess what? Do it again, I can rag you up again. Because right now, you're gone out there, and my boy Boris, the manager, tell you, get your bungee out the parking space because you're wrong. And I don't know why you don't want me to use the bungee, because I give away the bungee of the week award right here for stupid people like you who do stupid things to the annoyance of the community. So guess what? Me ain't got to tell you who it is this week, right? The driver, the black you get out the parking spot. Naughty, tell that texter they need to stop acting like a bunch of panties in a bunch. But Kirby, you heard that one. That's the old one, right? Stop being a panties. Anyway, I digress. Kong salad was my first answer. I should get half the prize. No, you shouldn't. You should get the whole answer right. And text, I know who this is. You don't have enough wins to know you in my Hall of Fame. But I can't let you slide with Kong salad when you know the answer is full-blown crack conk. Naughty, that texter needs some fiber. Texter, don't be funnier than me the rest of the afternoon. Thank you. That's a good one. I like that one. Brap. Oh, I tell you, what a day. Naughty champion the cause. Bungie is nothing in comparison to what we hear every day from our politicians and Monday through Friday. All right? So, yeah, I think I got the support. Back at you, man. I love my audience, too, and I love my texters, too, man. I appreciate you all, too. No, you got... Yeah. Did I text you back? Okay, that's one. But, yeah, we'll take that one. That looks right. Yeah, that looks right with my winners. Should be. You want me to repeat the question you just got back in your car? Man, isn't it? The question is, we got a winner. I tell you. Hey, Mr. Producer. Let the boss know we can get a complaint about today's show from the driver of a black Yukon who is illegally parking. Hey! Whee! Okay, Texter, you can make that out to Mr. Producer at GuardianTalkRadio.com. They can send you the email, okay? Take me to the break, Mr. Producer. It's been a fun first hour, man. We're going to get to the break, and on the flip side of the break, we can talk sports with Pearly. All right? All right. I got my winners all the way around. Here we go. All right. Everybody's accounted for. Good stuff, first hour. Even you, too, text who called me and tried to check me on my manners, and I appreciate that. All right? Just stand in the parking spot that belongs to the handicap.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. George also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Excuse me for multiple interruption. Boy, come and real reminder to say this coming Friday. And please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. See London to start up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play. I didn't want to tear off the game. Them off is tipping with them cast it down and play. Oh Lord. Play 45. Let's keep them alive. Play this coming. They want to jump and please. Oh, I'ma play LP. Say them really love me. They want to jump and scream. But this a dance and a free. And it's a Friday evening. Boom. The people them tired of working. Penna penna. Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom. It make them feel like dancing. Rocha, man.
The Friday, May 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right now into the 5 o'clock hour. And, you know, we're talking sports. And good first hour, everybody who chimed in. We got Purdy chiming in right now. Purdy, what's going on, man?
Right here.
Hey, it's Big Friday.
Hey. I love that picture you sent me. I'm a little bit better off than you right now, but I love the picture you sent me.
Hey! You check and re-raise that picture right there, boy?
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
The damn picture inspired me.
It's Friday. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. We know the Lakers ain't playing tonight, so we can talk about a lot of things.
Listen, I tell you, see, mystery can duck all he want now. Don't win tomorrow night. Lose tomorrow and see what happens.
No,
mystery goes out tomorrow.
Mystery called from early. Say you chime in, so let's see how that goes.
Lose out tomorrow. That's all I have to say.
You want me to tell
you? Lose tomorrow, it over.
You want me to tell you something, Purdy?
Uh huh.
I think it's over already. Last night you saw the little friction between Butler and Spoelstra, right?
I saw that.
I think this one going 7 and Boston wins it. Ugly in the next 2.
Boy, if it goes 7, it'll be like, okay, there you go.
And then I
will be vindicated. I will be vindicated, and me and Mystery will talk then.
And guess what? If it goes down, it's something that I'm huge on. It's one thing to watch great sports moments and historical sports events that we missed because of our age, that we see thanks to television or video. But when you see it live in the moment, it makes it all that much more special. You know, when I tell people, I sat up late on a Monday night and I watched Tony Dorsett run 99 yards against the Vikings. Yeah, the Cowboys lost the game, but Tony Dorsett had to play it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I saw it.
I watched that live.
Well, even though it's the damn Celtics, and I hate the Celtics, you still tip your hat to history. Nobody's ever done it.
Yeah. If they do it, they have to tip that history, yeah.
Because it's never been done.
You know? And, you know, and let the record reflect. I'm a Laker. Lakers don't like Celtics, but I don't like the Heat either. So it don't matter to me which one wins. But I strongly believe the Nuggets can beat any one of them two.
Sorry, Burley, I missed that last piece.
I said I do not like the Celtics, but I sure don't like the Heat either. So it doesn't matter to me which one wins. I believe the Nuggets can win, beat any one of them two anyway.
I think so, too. I think so. I think, and you know what? Here's the deal. The Nuggets are ready to go. They're rested. The only thing that I think throws a chink into that, nothing like a team coming off playing back to the wall for seven games.
Yeah.
And having that momentum and having that vibe going. Not saying the joke of them can't pick it right back up. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. We got a call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Burley, I understand you don't like the Heat and you don't like the...
Stop. You can't even say good afternoon, hello, whatever.
Good afternoon, y'all.
We still are, boys. It's a holiday weekend. It's all good.
My humble apologies.
We all good, brother. I hope you well. There go Burley. He's right there. He's all yours.
I was just eager to ask Burley this question.
Yes, sir.
You don't like the Heat and you don't like the Celtics. I wonder if you like the Nuggets.
I don't particularly care for the Nuggets, but they're from the West Division. Or the Western Conference.
Yeah, but they spanked y'all up. They demoralized y'all.
I still respect them.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. What do you think
they demoralize us. What I'll find demoralizing is, if y'all lose tomorrow night and lose Game 7, that will be demoralizing.
No, demoralize is a sweep. It's a sweep. Didn't give y'all air to breathe. You didn't get air to breathe. They beat y'all to smithereens.
Down 3, nothing to come back. That ain't never happened ever.
But that's
never
okay.
Never happened in the NBA.
Listen, the Celtics ain't gonna make history of the Miami Heat. I can tell you that much.
Okay. But don't lose tomorrow night. That's all I'm saying.
I understand it. So let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
The Nuggets beat y'all to holy smithereens. Didn't give y'all any air to breathe at all.
Okay.
You understand?
Well, hold on. That's kind of a bad reference, no air to breathe.
Wait a minute. The altitude
in Denver is always hard to breathe with the oxygen deficiencies with the altitude.
I'm speaking about the physical whipping they got.
What's your point?
Physical whipping. But let me ask you a question, though. Freddy, what do you think the Heat need to do? What do you think we need to do to get out of this tomorrow?
Win.
No. What do you think? You always are drawing narratives of what Boston needs to do and what the Lakers needed to do. What's your narrative on the Heat?
I said this, and I'll say it again. The Heat will go as far as Jimmy Butler carries them. It's all on Jimmy Butler tomorrow night.
And no, that's old. I want something new. That's old. Jimmy Butler will carry us.
Hold on. He does. Jimmy, he got 14 points last night. What happened?
Well, he only had 14
points last night in your mashup.
No, but we have... No, the role players will step in tomorrow night.
You're being a fan right now. I'm being an analyst.
And Tyler Hero may come in tomorrow.
You'll find any way to believe that the Heat can win, and I respect that. But I'm telling you, y'all go as far as Jimmy Butler carry y'all. If he don't get off tonight, y'all in problems.
All right. I can kind of go with you on that.
And look at the games you've lost. And the games you've lost, he did not perform well in.
Now, real quick, because we got another caller, but I want to get this in before Mystery. Mystery, what's the deal, and you're the Heat fan here, what's the deal with Butler and Spoelstra? They had words last night. That's what happens
when a team is losing. Okay? That's what happens. The number one player and the coach always have a little fall-in, always have riff-raff. That's what happens. That's natural. Okay? That's natural in any sport, in any game. That's natural. And you know this. So definitely, Jimmy Butler didn't like getting beat so much. Eric Spoelstra don't like it. And someone's going to pick on the other one for doing something wrong or making a bad call or whatever have you. So that happens.
So it's a blame game, basically.
Yes, that's what it is.
I didn't see Ham and LeBron fight.
I was going to say that, but then you would have told me you're at ISO, just bring LeBron up. So thank you for that.
The reason they didn't fight is because LeBron runs the show.
I didn't see Steph Curry and Steve Kerr fight.
That's because Steve Kerr is a vegetarian.
I didn't see Embiid and Brother Rivers fight.
I didn't see Monty Williams and Booker fight or KD.
No, but Aiden slapped him three times.
I didn't see. That's all.
Yeah, well, whatever.
All right, Mystery, we appreciate you. Let me get that out of call. Enjoy your holiday weekend, man, and good luck with your heat, man.
Have a good weekend, man. We talk on Monday.
Well, Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday, brother.
Tuesday. You know what? I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, but don't forget. Remember, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's your good buddy, the Bucket Mouth.
Hey, Bucket, what's going on? Mash Mouth, Sparky, what's happening?
Yeah, I was out on the road there listening and trying to do some things, getting my car ready to get licensed and inspected. But I think sometime, man, you and Pearlie get involved with your route. You got to consider people spending money on the cellular, you know. But anyway, hello?
Hey, right here, Sparky.
And Pearlie's still talking. You see, when you're rowing, y'all don't have people wait to talk. But I can talk now?
Go ahead. As much as you row, you criticizing us about rowing. But anyway, go ahead, Sparky. What you got?
But that's y'all's show. But anyway, you see, we sneak another one at home last night.
Oh, Boston Celtics, you?
It's Celtics.
Yeah, but hold on. I tell you all, I don't remember all the names and then, but I was a Boston Celtics from Bound, Bill Russell and John. I will check them time, number 17.
So you could call them names, it's a Celtic in my book.
Yeah, but see, I don't change team. I might forget all remember all the names and things. But we sneak another one. We sneaked on last night now. We dominated last night.
We played a good game. We
burned them up last night. We let them know the Leprechauns was out last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they say about the park gate floor? They say sometimes you go on that park gate floor, the ball is bounced different and things. You remember the old story?
That's the old park gate floor. The tires lifting up and everything. You had to nail them back down after the game.
But you remember they said what kind of story about the witches and the goblins and everything in the gardens, right? They used to say...
Yeah, no air conditioning, yeah.
They used to say, hey, Burley, they used to say that the engineers used to turn the air conditioning off and things.
They had no air conditioning.
But what I was saying, Burley and Naughty, we get that one last night back. Now we got to win the next one. I know what happened then, but I missed it because I was on the road. Naughty. I wanted to call in, but I had no data. Then I reached home. I got Wi-Fi now. But okay. Naughty, I want to say one thing. You know them fellas with the parking, them non-parking parking spots?
The handicapped spot. Yeah.
I designed one mechanism that I could sell to the public. I think I could become an entrepreneur on this. I engineered something home in my yard. That when you go to the supermarket or Kelly and any of them malls and things, and you find them doing something, just check to see if they got the decal with the handicap hanging on the rear view mirror. And if you don't see it, just sneak behind their rear wheel and put this thing down right behind the rear wheel. So when they reverse, the old people say when you reverse back, you only can reverse back, right? Hey, Naughty, you can't reverse forward.
No,
you
sir. You reverse.
So when they reverse back and they go out the parking lot and they are bop, 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 bop.
That's that. Tire flat.
Yeah, so now you know you can't call nobody name because you know you was breaking the law. Right? So you just got to take the embarrassment with all your tourists in the thing and you better hope you have a spare tire. Because you take one piece of doggone, one little slim piece of wood, and you put about four of them wall screws in it, and you just put it behind the rear mirror, the rear seat in. Then he reverse back.
That one go all over.
Then he reverse back and go forward here. Bop, 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 bop.
And that one.
You know what happened?
I tell you, I mean, I need to market that, man. We need to market that spot. That might work.
We can market that. But we ain't gonna market that. Everybody can go out in the yard right now and start. Get one piece of wood. Put about six of them nails, them wall screws, them blue wall screws in it. The 2-inch ones. Make sure it can go deep. And when you go bop, 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 yeah, bop, bop.
Yeah, Spock, I think that's a good idea, and I just wanted to let all the folks from Arco maybe listening to that. That was Sparky's idea. So if you see anybody, you know, attempt that, that was only, you know, you need to talk to Sparky. Freddie and I have nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all.
Nada.
I rather personally just put a note on your car and say, you know, you shouldn't bark here, but, you know, and that's just me.
But back to what we were saying, I like the Celtics to keep it going one more again, you know, Freddie.
I'm telling you, the Heat better close it out tomorrow. If the Heat loses tomorrow, I do not see them beating the Celtics in Boston Monday night.
I don't think. I think if they get game three, they could blow them out in game seven.
I believe so.
Game six might be a dogfight, but if they get it, I think that next game is going to be an absolute blowout, a runaway.
Yeah. And they missed Vincent yesterday. The Heat missed Vincent last night. Yes, last night. You can see that.
I'm back to the point I was making.
Hole in that. Without Hero, without what are the guys who hurt? Garoppolo or whatever his name is. I can't remember. I don't like thinking Garoppolo. The other point guy, I can't remember his name. He's out. They're missing. It's obvious. They're missing a hole right there.
They got issues there, and I think if Boston gets it done, they blow it out. But it goes to the finals. If Boston makes the finals, do they meet a well-rested Denver team who pounces on them? Or is Denver a little rusty, momentum-wise, and Boston's, you know, the hot hand, and they could really make it a series by getting some early games?
Well, I don't know. The thing about it is...
Or it could be a sweep.
Boston Center plays the same way Joker plays, and sends, but Joker just passes a lot better than him. So, I don't see he being a factor, and it gives it opportunity for Joker to not have to come out of his game element.
All right, we got another caller. Let's go to the calls real quick, buddy. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey.
Go ahead.
What's happening?
What's going on, bro?
Radio man, you know, like you say. Boston will take that in seven if they don't want to close that out tomorrow. I think that's going to happen. And I'm a Celtic, as you know.
Die hard.
Oh, yeah. I'm JoJo White, Don Chaney.
Oh, Lord. You're going way back.
Oh, yeah. He's pulled from them.
ML Carr, Jerry Sheesting.
Well, ML Carr, late Jordy come lazy. JoJo White, them fellas was bad, boy. What?
Yeah.
The center who they had, Collins. Remember the center?
Oh, yeah. Dave Collins.
Yeah. Boy.
they had some good ones, man.
They was rough. Now, your Yankees, you see? The Yankees say, look, I thought the Yankees was a little tough. But they, you know, you're supposed to sweep them, you know.
Hey.
I tell you what. If the Yankees can manage to beat up on the Padres this weekend, we can hold the Rays for y'all and help y'all out.
You hold the Rays. Well, that'll be good. The Rays are for
The Dodgers in Tampa Bay tonight for the weekend series.
Yankees are right, you know.
Beat the Padres, we can beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Yankees are right. I ain't worried about the Yankees. The Yankees will be just fine.
Yankees, I don't know what that offense they got. I mean, that boy dangerous. They got a center fielder. He's tough fun. Got a little young boy in short. He makes some good pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
we got some good little ballers on that team, man.
Got some good. Yeah, but I thought y'all, you know, see Baltimore got a little pitching. The pitching solid, but particularly the bullpen. You know, Diad Orioles. They could.
Yeah, the ones. Listen, man, they actually have a little squad there, man. They got a little squad there.
Hey, let me say this.
I got some pieces. Santana's solid.
If they lose four straight, the Heat could fire their coach.
No, man. That's Riley. That's Riley outside job. He ain't gonna. You can't see that's Riley outside job.
There's gonna be no reason to fire him. He has done a tremendous job. They're considering what he has.
But look at his fire.
He's overachieved, and I think he just made me reach the limit. That's all.
All right, look at they fired the Milwaukee coach. I didn't agree with that.
No, Budenholzer. No, Budenholzer they should have fired him. Nor Nick Nurse, as a matter of fact, too.
Yeah, they had the best record.
I don't think Monty Williams should have been fired.
No, Monty Williams was a total mutiny. I hear that whole locker room went against him.
But wow. I think they spend that money bringing your boy deal, and he ain't Waco, so.
But Chris Paul always ends up like that, man.
No, I mean when they bring what he named the big time fellow. What he named? Phoenix Suns. When they brought
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. I think that they, he must be the same breaking man. That didn't wake up. All that might have been a factor in that.
Yep. I mean, all of that. There were contributing factors to that, but I think there were more than just KD arriving there. I think there were some issues in that locker room from last year, stemming from last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris Paul is another entity altogether.
Chris Paul looks like they don't show up at playoff.
Right. Once you get to the playoff with Chris Paul, you know you make Western Conference final at best, and you can get beat. Ain't nothing else happening.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, y'all be safe, man. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Pearly, let's get to the first break. And after we get to the first break, we'll flip the script. We'll talk some NFL, some big moves. DeAndre Hopkins cut today. Where's he going to end up?
I see that. And I see Kansas City talking to him. The Patriots talking to him.
Yeah, a couple of things. The Jets, too. Dark horse. Don't sleep on the Jets, bro. That'll be a big move right there if the Jets pull that off. That gives, you know, that gives Rodgers that DeAndre, Devontae Adams, or Jordy Nelson type for that offense. He's already got Lazard and Cobb there, who he's familiar with from Green Bay. And you got Garrett Wilson, that awesome rookie from last year, the rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. Corey Davis, you know, we'll talk about it. There's options there. I think the Jets are a dark horse to get it. Is that a caller, Kermie? All right, cool. Let's get to the break, and we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break as to Friday, May 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Experience the pure, delicious glazed donut breakfast sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' glazed donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Bahamas Football Association and the Ministry of Education proudly present Samuel P. Haven Jr. High School Soccer Nationals. May 19th to 27th, witness the best high school soccer action at the Roscoe ALDB Soccer Fields. Featuring top senior girls and boys teams from across our islands in the first national soccer championship in 3 years. Catch the R.M. Billy Paces, St. Andrews Hurricanes, Patrick J. Bethel, Mighty Mollis, and many more as they compete for the ultimate prize. Don't miss this exciting event. Bring your friends and family to cheer on and support our talented young athletes, the future of Bahamian soccer. More info at bahamasfa.net. See you there.
The Road to 50 Jubilee celebration continues with the 50th On Bay Street Festival. Bahamian culture comes alive on Monday, May 29th from 2 p.m. until. Come out, bring the whole family to enjoy live music, food, drinks, cooking demos by local celebrity chefs, art, crafts, a kiddies corner, and so much more. It's Bahamian culture at its finest. The 50th On Bay Street Festival, this Whit Monday, May 29th. Bring the whole family. Admissions free.
Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. 5:31 p.m. is the time. And let's talk NFL. Let's talk NFL. Purdy, you there?
Right here. I'm right in this corner.
DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know why they released him today. I mean, June 1. I guess maybe they released him today, but it's designated as a June 1 salary cut.
I guess so.
Because I'm looking at the cap savings. Now, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported the news is not considered a post-June 1 designation. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, noted the financial implications of the move. It's not a post-June 1st cut, so the Cardinals clear at $7,388,890 in 2023 cap space, eating all $22.6 million in dead money now, and DeAndre Hopkins will be off the books in 2024. Okay. Arizona held out as long as they could, but couldn't trade Hopkins' contract. Now he hits the open market. Hopkins posted a farewell note to Arizona on his Twitter and his Instagram. And he had another strong season considering he missed games for a suspension, but he ended up last year with 64 catches, 717 yards, and 3 touchdowns in just 9 games.
Yeah.
So you look at that over a 17-game period. You add 8 more games onto that. You're looking at almost 1,400 yards and 120 receptions.
Well, if you prorated that way, yeah.
Yeah, more or less. So, he's a 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro.
Yeah, up in Kansas City.
Right now, the favorites are Baltimore, New England, and I think New York. But Kansas City's on the radar. They just need to make a phone call.
They tried to pull something off earlier. But it didn't work out because salary cap implications to Kansas City. So I don't know if he'll come at a lower rate. So now they probably end up in Baltimore then. I don't see him in the Jets uniform. I don't see that happening.
No. Listen, don't sleep on the Jets, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm not sleeping on it. I just don't see it happening.
You don't want it to happen because then that would be a heck of a deal.
It doesn't matter to me. We got the best secondary in the AFC. It doesn't matter to me.
You have the what in the where?
The Dolphins will have the best secondary in the AFC.
Xavier Howard and Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey.
Let me just check that for a second.
Not just that. Check out the corners, the safeties too.
No, that's fine. I just looking at your corners right now. Wow. AFC, your Jets, you're better than... No, Sauce Gardner. Who's the other corner next to Sauce in New York?
You tell me.
My phone battery just died. I couldn't Google it. That's why I'm saying it. So I'll be honest with you. I'd like to see the corner who's next to Sauce Gardner in New York. I admit the Bills, they got decent corners, but not better than y'all. I mean, Tre'Davious Howard is pretty good, but he's injured, so we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, in your division, for sure, you got the best, depending on who's next to Sauce Gardner in New York.
What they got there?
Because Sauce is the deal. He's legit.
Just the deal. Let me look at the depth chart.
All right, we got a call. Probably you scan the depth chart, and let me get to the call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We lost that one, Kermit. I like to say the Jets. I think who else in the AFC? That's an interesting thing. Call us back. Let's get to the caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Michael Carter Jr., the next one, right?
Talking Heads. Michael Carter Jr. is a running back, bro.
No, I'm talking. No, he's a quarterback.
So they got two Michael Carters on the Jets?
Hold on. Yeah, Michael Carter the second, not Junior. Michael Carter the second, cornerback, 5'10".
All right, yeah. Y'all got the best in that division. In the AFC on the whole, though. What about the AFC West with Denver, with Surtain in the other corner?
Denver could challenge us, yes.
Who else? Who else in the AFC? That's pretty. I think it's y'all and Denver might be battling for the best pair of cornerbacks in the AFC for sure. Now, me personally, I if you look around the league, I will match your duo with Trayvon Diggs and Stephen Gilmore. Yeah. Numbers don't lie. Just look at the numbers. But I think wait, they count on bad by your office today, Pearly. It's Friday.
These young men, they just testing me this. They testing me today.
And I bet nobody got on a helmet, right?
Of course not.
God. I mean, that's
no fun.
I respect the bravado and the lack of fear, but I do lament the lack of common sense at the same time.
Well, you know, it's no fun with a helmet, Naughty.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Mr. Producer. I think that's Sparky. He was trying to call back to talk sports, man. Look out for Sparky. I don't know if that's your phone, Sparky.
Well, the NFL rankings, right?
Uh-huh.
The NFL rankings of the Miami Dolphins secondary ranked number one. Jalen Ramsey, Cameron Smith, Deshaun Elliott, Eric Rowe. Eric Rowe left. They were ranked sixth last year. And then they got the Philadelphia Eagles ranked second. All right. And then they got Denver third.
Wow, they got Bradbury and what's his name at number two?
They got yeah.
Wow.
Sir Patrick Surtain and
Surtain and them gotta be number three then.
They got Denver number three. Jets number four, and Kansas City ranked fifth. Hey, we got the best secondary in football. I was trying to be.
How the hell did Jets and Kansas City get in front of Dallas throwing with Trayvon Diggs and stuff? And go, that's a bunch of crap.
They get Baltimore six.
Where they get Dallas?
Seventh.
That's a bunch of hogwash. And Statboy Sancho listening right now, he could probably be on in this moment because they got Baltimore at us. That's a bunch
of
garbage.
You were ranked 15th last year.
I wasn't talking about last year. I was talking about this year after the trade.
You ranked seven this year.
Well, then it all said and done.
Baltimore dropped because Baltimore, I was ranked number two last year.
But they lost Peters and they lost a couple other people.
Yeah, they lost Marcus Peters and Kyle Fuller.
Baltimore's defense last year was very, very underrated. A lot of people didn't give it credit. They had a hell of a defense last year. Let's go to the phone lines. This might be Sparky trying to reach through. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah. I'm Naughty. That was me.
Well, what's happening, Sparky? I see you. Your text back. Is this confirmed?
Yeah, I try to keep people informed. I just got a call a little while ago.
Now, is this confirmed?
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, Naughty. I just got a call from my sister-in-law. She just called me to say that she just heard that George Smith died. I don't know.
I heard that earlier.
I don't know of what. That's what I was calling. See, the good thing about talk show and the good thing about social media, we could be up to date before the Tribune and the Guardian post it tomorrow and the papers. Sometimes when people calling in, it might not be all about what the talk show is talking about. Because we got some very instrumental people in our country and things happen to them. And we hear it, and we pass it around. If it has happened, he's my cousin. And I say, if it has happened, all due respect.
It's in a number of chats.
Now, Sparky, my thing with that is, I've seen reports like this before, and like Purdy says, it's been a number of shots, and then later on, there's an update report and saying, hey, that's not the case, so on and so forth.
Who I heard it from is a pretty reliable doctor.
Now, what I'm saying to you, Sparky, is if it is the case, I am sorry for your loss, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the family. But with what I do for a living, sometimes you got to make sure it's confirmed, because sometimes, you know, you don't want to be the bearer of fake news.
I understand that.
That is why, when I first heard it, I didn't say anything because it was said, you know, he was found unresponsive. So I wanted to get the details before I said anything.
I know one thing. I got inside places to call certain people. And all the people I've been calling, they have been answering their phone. So apparently, everybody is involved with this rumor, what is going on.
All right, well, I appreciate the heads up, Sparky. And again, like I said, if that's your family, again, I'm so sorry for your loss. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the Smith family. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Nadi.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? Everybody's okay, eh?
Yeah, man, we good. What's going on with you?
Yeah, well, basically, I would say they just got to double check, see if that is true. Because I just spoke to him a couple of days, just about 2 days ago. Just came off a flight, and he was just walking to his car. So I guess you got to check it out. And that's
Another media house proclaimed it? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I guess you got to double check it and see if it's true or not. But I just saw him.
Well, we're going
to... It's a reliable media house. It's a very reliable media house.
Yeah, well, I just saw him today. He was just walking to his car. Just came off flight.
I used to see him to the bank at Cable Beach all the time, man. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Okay.
And my father were very good friends. In fact, my sisters used to call him Uncle George. I know Gina very well. My prayers go out to Gina and her family. Ex-wife Mavis, present wife. Prayers out to all of them. Good Catholics as well, since Sacred Heart.
That's a good church. Boy, pretty one thing about you. You know the protocols, boy. You know how to do it. I respect that, man. You know how to line it up, man. You're quite the diplomat in your own right. Hey, well, look at that. It's 542. We got Rich Eisen taking us home today. Hold the question, brother. We got Rich Eisen taking us home today. Going to break down that whole DeAndre Hopkins scenario that we talked about earlier, where he might end up. And you know how Rich Eisen go. Rich is a Jets fan. He'll probably find a way to get DeAndre in the Jets at the end of it. But I think it's an in-depth piece, and I think it speaks to a lot of the potential of where he could land and the ramifications he could have in the league. And if he ends up in Kansas City, you could pencil them into another AFC Championship game barring injury. Can you imagine what Mahomes will do with him and Kittle? And you still got the speed merchants in Tony and so on and so forth. That offense jumps back to what it does overnight with DeAndre Hopkins getting there, because he's got two big possession receivers to move the ball down the field in chunks with.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll take the break, and Rich Eisen will take us home. But before we get to the break, what was the question you had?
What's up with your Yankees, man? The Orioles put one on them again last night.
Now, Pearly. Let me pull a page out of your book. These are a team that, when it's all said and done, that's a division opponent. We know how they play. And by the end of the year, we could be on top of that.
All right. I just want you to...
Hold on. Is that how it's done? Did I do it good?
You did really well. I want you to keep this in mind. And you saying that L.A. will be Miller time. It will be Miller time. Bobby Miller.
Okay.
Handcuffed the Braves the other day, and Urias is going to be out a little longer than we thought. Dustin May on the 60 days, so he's gone for most of the season. Bueller not back until August. We're hurting. So our young studs are coming out. Galvin Stone had a rough first inning, but settled down and pitched well. I think he's found his niche. Bobby Miller came in and gave up a run in the first inning and shut. I talk about strikeouts, and he has a repertoire of pitches. You know, he throws 100 mile an hour fastball, but I didn't realize he had a slider, a decent changeup, curveball. So you're going to hear Miller time a lot in L.A. soon. Just mark my words on that.
Yep. I've heard you rumbling about him in the past, you know, coming up through the pipeline. So
yes.
He used to be like a proud godfather when these kids arrived in Dodger Blue. Yeah, I watched him like from single A. I know him, babe.
My rookie of the year candidate, Miguel Vargas, starting at second base. I got another rookie starting in center field. Actually, the sad thing about it is my rookie Outland in center field making Trace Thompson expendable.
I see that.
Yeah. That's my concern is.
Well, so, we could use him in New York. He'd look good in pinstripes, you know, and we could use him in a left field rotation.
Well, he would be in another pinstripe because we're looking to try to get the shortstop from the Chicago White Sox, and the talk is Trey Thompson going to be in that package.
Ah, that's a good package for them, too, though.
Yeah, yeah. So
we'll see. All right, so, Mr. Producer, we're going to take the commercial break, and then we're going to let Rich take us home, correct?
But all right, man. Make no pick. What happened?
We're picking the Boston Celtics tonight, man, and the next game. Who you got tonight lined up in baseball?
Let me see who tonight. Well, of course, I picked the Dodgers over the Rays. I won the Yankees, beat the Padres. The Orioles over the Rangers. And take the Braves over the Phillies.
Bet it and set it and forget it with the Island Game. All you got to do is log on to theislandgame.com, click on the sportsbook, check out all the options, all the ways to play, all the ways to win. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Have a great holiday weekend, Bahamas. Be responsible. And like I always tell you, be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you Tuesday. And we'll talk a lot of sports and a lot of everything else on the Tuesday edition of Talking Heads, man. And before we go, we got a text. Hold on. Let me just see what the text say. Hey, Naughty. They're calling the L.A. Dodgers Bud Light from a proud Yankee fan. I gone on that one. Texter got you on the door. Ooh, yeah, you got to get him Tuesday. Ooh, you got to get him Tuesday, Pearlie. Got you. I gone. See you later. Go Yankees.
With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
What you're thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poisey, and Poisey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to play.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Did something just break? Something just break?
DeAndre Hopkins, released by the Cardinals.
Released?
Yeah.
Flat out let go?
Flat out let go.
Are you sure?
From the Arizona Cardinals 1 minute ago, we have released DeAndre Hopkins.
Boom!
Still trying.
Released him.
Yeah.
Let him walk.
Released.
Let's make sure this is the right card.
It's got the gold check mark for organization.
1.1 million followers.
Yes. How sad that we have to do that in this with Twitter.
You got to make sure. Yeah.
Whoa.
What are they doing?
I don't want to pay. pay him $15 million.
But release him? Like nobody? Like
you
can't
even something for him?
Well, they're asking for a first round pick.
Yeah, how many times is this guy going to switch teams? And you're wondering about the team that's just letting him go. That you're saying you're not getting value for him. Same thing happened with the Texans. You remember that? They didn't even get a one for him then.
I know.
You can't even get a bag of footballs for him? A fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh? Seventh round picks turn into Brock Purdy and Isaiah Pacheco and get out of here. They didn't get a thing for him. They just let him walk. He is now a free agent. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still kind of in shock.
Talk about stuff happening while live on the air that we are reacting to. I mean, I don't even know unless something happened behind this. But
even if something happened behind the scenes,
I mean,
no one who's not behind the scenes would have to know. You could still, like you said,
the Lions got a fifth or a pick for DeAndre Swift in future drafts removed. And he hasn't done nearly as much as what DeAndre, just for nothing. Look, I thought for sure. Here it is.
Do we need to call Pelissero? And get I to the thought of this?
For sure that he was going to be somewhere else. For sure.
I know where I'd like to see him.
Yes, me too.
Well, the fact that he can go anywhere right now. Whew.
This is going to be interesting.
You know, I'm pleased John Harbaugh is still just going to call in. He might be just flying all the way. You might be on air, right. Air Bashotti to go get him.
He might be prepping for this interview and not even know.
Lamar said, hey, get me Odell, get me D-Hop.
And then you've got, hold on. No. Then there's Dallas. How about the Jets? You want to play with Rodgers?
Holy
The Raiders? I mean, honestly, that's why I can't imagine that they have released. There's got to be a story. Like, what is the story behind that? You're just going to let him walk? You get nothing for him. Nothing. Except what he's already provided. Because I'm telling you, man. I'll just say this. This is first blush. Something can come out later on, and I'll have to amend what I'm about to say. Okay? But Kyler Murray better watch out.
Yeah.
Because this team, to just let him walk away. Just to let him walk away. And Murray's coming back from a knee injury. This team has, and I know I say you can't tank in the NFL. I know you say I say that. But just to let him walk away for nothing. I can't believe it. But just again, in my head, you're seeing the way the Cardinals are currently constituted. Okay. Bringing in a defensive minded head coach. And I'm not saying he can't have anything to do with offense or know how to actually have a team to put points on the board. But this reeks of prune the tree. Kyler, good luck coming back from your knee injury. If we're like 1-7, 1-8, why are we bringing him back? And then all of a sudden he turns into Josh Rosen as Caleb Williams is sitting here in Los Angeles, California.
Yep.
Somebody told me that at the combine. I didn't even include that in the rumors. Coming back to the combine, just watch out. If you're Kyler Murray and everything that went down with the iPad, this and that, and you hear what Patrick Peterson has to say and, you know, a lot of chatter. And I know that they flew pre-draft with him at his statue reveal on the campus of Oklahoma. Well, I'd watch out if I were him and choose another destination, because if the Cardinals play like we're expecting them to play, and again, you can't tank in the NFL because there are too many prideful guys that try to win and want to win and are desperate to win because they want to not only keep their jobs, but show for other teams, you can hire me. But that's my thought. When you let DeAndre walk for nothing. Now, the same thing would be applicable even if they got something for him.
That's true.
Here, but just this just brings it up, the fact that it was for nothing.
Okay. Really?
Teams with the most cap space right now. Bears, 27 and change. Panthers, almost 20 million. Lions, 17 million. Colts, 16 million. Packers, 12. Bengals, 12. Saints, 11.
You could
Patriots, 10.
I don't even know if, and I know you're mentioning that as
possible
maybe an
spots?
Idea for possible landing spots, but hey, man.
Teams with cap space to sign him.
You can move around dollars, cents, reconfigure contracts that you currently have, and people will be like, "I'm happy to do that. I will defer that money." And the teams will be, "We'll put that stuff on the credit card to bring DeAndre Hopkins in." Good Lord.
Also, if you recall that interview we had earlier this week, now this quote kind of starts to make a little more sense. I don't know if you heard this, Rich. He said, "What I want is stable management upstairs. That's something I haven't really had the past couple of years of my career coming from Houston and then to Arizona." And then he said, "A quarterback who loves the game, a quarterback who brings everybody on board with him, not just himself, but everybody around him, and a great defense."
Now, I know so that's what he wants, but I mean, to let him go for nothing?
Well, I'm just, maybe there was, like you said, there could be something internally, judging from those remarks.
Which is what to just, but still though.
The hell going on?
Yeah. That you get it, you trade him for nothing. You could still just say, "Hey, he's available," and then take the calls from as many teams as you can and then create a bidding war. But to let him go, I mean, they got smart people in the front office there. I mean, and remember, Arizona flipped what, a 2 and a 4? Remember the Texans? And Bill O'Brien was roasted. For giving up DeAndre Hopkins for what he gave DeAndre Hopkins up for. And the Cardinals have essentially held Bill O'Brien's beer. I don't get it. That's my first bus thoughts. I don't get it. And now DeAndre Hopkins can go ring shopping. He can go ring shopping on Memorial Day weekend. Where does he want to play? What team will offer him the spot for him to not only make what he feels commensurate, but can give him that ring, put it on his finger? Because I'll tell you what, the way that he amasses yards, put that ring on his finger and you're talking about a bust in a jacket.
No doubt.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
That guy right there.
The possibilities are endless.
That guy right there, Mike Tomlin. Not a bad job, Jay. Your Raiders.
Yep.
You know, Davante Adams could use DeAndre.
But is Jimmy
on the other side,
a quarterback who loves the game and a quarterback who brings everybody on board with him?
Well, Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady is.
Get out of here with Brady with that all that nonsense. No, I'm talking about current quarterbacks in the National Football League. Dak could be one of those guys.
I think we all know.
Jerry,
I think we all know in our heart of hearts how this has ended.
Yeah, he's reunited with Bill O'Brien.
No, he's going to Kansas City.
No, they don't have the cap space.
Doesn't, please.
Rich, they really don't.
I need you to take the words and launch them into space.
Unless he's literally playing for the veteran minimum. They can't afford him.
Chris, they will do whatever they need to do. Brett Veach isn't somebody who puts trophies in the case because he just fell off a truck with turnips on it, okay? Figure this out.
But they're in the red
right
now.
They will turn to all the veterans and all the people on their team and say, "What, you know, we can get DeAndre. What can we do?"
There is less pie.
And then figure it out. And the Jets are one of them. No doubt about it.
New York Hopkins, yeah.
DeAndre wants to go and put on green and have Rodgers throw to him with Lazard and with Garrett Wilson and the rest of that offense, and let's go. Rodgers is ring shopping in New York City, and as we know, a lot of great ring shops in New York City. Boom. There it is. I mean, keep on naming it. There isn't a single team out there in the NFL that wouldn't be wanting to add this guy. The Dolphins, keep going.
Except for the Cardinals.
And you can see the Bills keep going. And you could sit here and say, well, They already have these guys. They already have enough. Can't have enough. And then the Cardinals clearly had enough. I don't understand it. Wow. Okay, let's make some phone calls. Whew. Let's call around.